The flesh wants to sit there and log on that, soak in that, till Satan gets your mind and gets you thinking, you were born a woman. Now he got you, you sit there and feed on that. Now he got you thinking you're supposed to be a man. That is so abnormal. You don't hear too many people talking about it either. And I heard my dad say that I learned these things from. And that Brother Hagin said, it's the most wicked, ungodly sin you could get in. Now they want to come out of the box with it and try to get everybody to recruit other people. We're not supposed to say anything because we are discriminating. If it's in this Bible, I'm supposed to be saying something. I don't do it mean, I do it in love. Because I don't want you destroyed. Because it's as sure as you go down that road, destruction you will find. You can't find no promise in living that kind of lifestyle. You better enjoy it the best you can because that's all you will get. Because hell is your ultimate goal where you wind up. Do I want you to go to hell? No. Do God want you to go to hell? That's when he sent Jesus, so you wouldn't. Hello? Lead us not into what? But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. God want you delivered. Because you're precious. Listen to me. You're precious. He purchased you with his precious blood. Just got through singing, to God be the glory. He shed his blood to save you. He used his power to raise you. Are you listening to me? And he gave you his promise to protect you. But you got to stay under his covering. It was raining. When did that rain? Yesterday and last night. It rained. It started raining yesterday, didn't it? And it rained over into the night. You know, I stayed dry. Ask me how did I stay dry. I stayed under the covering of my house. Didn't any rain get on me? If you stay under the covering of God, what Satan trying to pull on you won't get on you. He keep you protected from all the evil. It'll come to your house, but you do not have to open the door and let it in. You open the door. You see what kind of package it is? Say, nope, not signing for it. You have to go down the street. You're not coming here. Go somewhere, but you're not coming here. Blood is there. Ooh, glory to God. But if you don't know, you so busy jumping, you just sign, don't even know what you sign. It's all up in your house now. You don't know what's happening to you. Hello? Hallelujah. Like I said last week, there are things, and I just taught them, that we can learn about this prayer, but this is not New Testament prayer. Because Jesus taught some principle, but I want to show you what he said. There not one, you may notice in that prayer, there is not one time in that prayer that the name that he's asked, that he said, ask in my name. Why? because the name was not available as we could pray in his name. And we could pray it in name. Watch this. And he's already instructed us in his word. And Paul wrote it later on. Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do. Is that right? Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do, in what? Word or deed. Do what? Do all in the name of our Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So, whatever I do, whatever you do, because we belong to him. What did Jesus say? I do nothing of my own. Whatever I hear the Father, whatever I hear the Father what say, that is what I do. We're his body. Are we under a different set of rules than he is, and he's ahead? He came here, he showed us submission to the Father. He didn't do anything on his own. Now he said, whatever you do now, you do it all in the name. He provided us a name to do it in. How many of you got a checking account? Some of you, I don't know how to handle all this apps with what you call the things, you scan the thing with barcodes and scanning. When I was introduced to handling money, they gave me a checkbook. And I had a checking account. Now this cash app, scanning the barcodes and stuff, I got to come up to speed. I don't know anything too much about that. So, and all of my checks that my wife and I have, you ever noticed that every check that you get from us, whoever have gotten a check from us, everyone we send you or give to, whoever we owe or whoever we give one to, you don't find John Henry's name on there. And you see up the top Jimmy's Corey Jones account at such a bank. And then there's John Henry signed the check. Huh? Anybody gotten a check from us ever seen that? Well, God wants you to understand that everything he have given you to receive from him, he'll give you one name. I'm going to say it again. He had given you what? One name that will cash that heavenly check. And you can get to the fun from it, if you allow me to say like that. If you try to go to God and use Muhammad's name, see how much you're going to get. If the devil is after you and you say, I rebuke you in Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, I rebuke you in Hare Krishna. The devil said, like he told old guy, Paul, I know Jesus, I know who are you. That's what he said, didn't he? Who are you? And you'll do like they did, run out the door with this whip and strip. That's what happened to them. Amen. But when we know how to pray, And we know to pray. And we do pray. And we take authority over the enemy that we've been delivered from and put him in his place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.